I have a secret prayer that I want to teach you. This prayer has been so incredible for me. I'm on the way to a very special youth conference. I am going to give a talk, but on this occasion, I'm also bringing youth from my home parish. That is my son. He will be acting as the MC for all the liturgies at the conference. I'm bringing you along to give you context for that special prayer I'm going to teach you. And, God willing, you'll see how it can radically change your life.
I love you. Congratulations, brother.
Who do we have?
St. John Vianney.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Patron of priests.
The Black Catholicism, single-handedly.
I love it.
This conference is the Immaculata Conference. One thing that makes it so special is that it is explicitly consecrated to Jesus through Mary. That is a major win. Anytime you ask the Blessed Mother to take charge of an activity or a project, you have her guaranteed assistance. Never was it known that she left anyone unaided. All attendees are invited to be formally enrolled in the Brown Scapular. This is huge. If you're unfamiliar, the Virgin Mary appeared to St. Simon Stock in the 13th century and promised anybody who wears the scapular as a sign of their consecration, they will not suffer eternal fire. What is the theology of this? The second person of the Holy Trinity chose the Virgin Mary to be his mother. He chose her flesh to cover his body. He chose her blood to flow through his veins. It was her milk that he drank for strength and comfort. And just as Adam can say of Eve, Jesus can say of Mary, she is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And so, when you are enrolled in the scapular, a person says, in imitation of Christ, Mary, I accept you as my mother. Love and protect me as your very own child. I might not have your blood flowing through my veins or your flesh covering my body, but if I could, I would. And as a sign of this, I will wear this little brown square underneath my clothes as a sign that I want to be your true child. What did St. Alphonsus say about a true child of Mary? No true child of Mary shall ever be damned. The scapular is hidden and private, but a Marian procession is a powerful public witness to our love for our mother. But the foundation of the short prayer I'm going to teach you isn't based on our love for Mary, but her love for us.
At the cross, your station keep, stood the mournful mother weeping. Stabat Mater, Dolorosa, Juxta Crucem Lacrimosa. At the cross, she chose to stay while her child was torn away.
Mary loves you. St. Alphonsus teaches that Mary's love for a single soul is unsurpassed in intensity. If you could take the love of every mother who has ever lived and combine that into one woman, that wouldn't compare to the love that Mary has for just one soul.
Crucify what's not of thee, when obedience feels like loss, teach me how to stay at the cross.
Just as we can say that Jesus would have suffered the entire passion just for you, Mary, who suffered the passion in her soul, she too would have suffered it all just for you. This brings us to that short prayer, My Secret. I always pray it before every talk, and she has always answered it. Let's take a listen.
And if you'll please join me in prayer, if you'll kneel down, that'd be wonderful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, that there you are. Blessed Virgin Mary, we believe that you are really here present with us in this room. We consecrate this talk to your sorrowful and immaculate heart. Give me your heart that I might love these young people and fight for them the way that you would. Give me your eyes that when I look at them, I can see them the way that you would see them. You see their future, you see everybody who they're going to interact with and everybody who they're meant to impact with their lives. Give them your heart that, like you, they will respond generously with their entire lives to God and to His holy will.
Give me your eyes that I can see these people the way that you see them. Give me your heart that I might love them the way that you love them. Love these people through me. Often, before a talk, I'm exhausted or nervous. But when I pray this, she fills me with her love for their souls.
And why doesn't the man have the courage or the fortitude to say no to his family? Because he doesn't say no to himself. If he's spiritually dead, he's not worried about the salvation of his family. And that is a failure in masculinity.
If for some reason I notice my strength and fervor diminishing, I call to mind her presence and she fills me with that love once again.
Become alive. Give your sins to Christ. Give your life to Christ and you will know what happiness is.
So how can this benefit you? This will work in any circumstance and any vocation. If you have a patient, a client, a student, or a customer, say to yourself, Mary, you are present. Love them through me. You can say this prayer at Mass as well. Mary, give me your eyes that I might see Christ in the Eucharist like you saw him. Give me your heart that I might love him in the Eucharist like you love him. This prayer is efficacious and it will open your soul to countless graces. Be convinced that the power of Marian consecration is that the beginning, middle, and the end of consecration is Jesus Christ. We give ourselves to Mary in imitation of Jesus. She works, intercedes, and forms us that we might become like Jesus. And in the end, she leads us closer to Jesus, especially in the Holy Eucharist. And that is exactly what happens at this conference. I love the Immaculata Conference because it is the most reverent liturgy of any conference I have ever been to. The liturgy is the greatest prayer in existence. And when it is celebrated well, it is also the greatest catechesis. We can't just say, Jesus is really present. We must act like it. I will put a link to the conference in the description. If you have a youth group that values tradition and reverence, or if you're a pastor watching this and you want a conference for your youth that values traditional forms of piety, I recommend this conference. That being said, I know not everybody can attend this conference, but I hope that by highlighting some of the things that they do right, you can integrate these into your own retreat and conferences. In conclusion, I know people struggle to love Mary. Some because you don't understand the theology. Some of you understand the theology and still struggle. The secret for all of us to have a greater love for the Virgin Mary is understanding that Marian devotion is a grace. It is a gift from God, a gift you must ask for. Just as we prayed, Mary, give me your eyes that I can see Jesus the way you saw him. Mary, give me your heart that I can love Jesus the way you love him. We can pray. Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, give me your eyes that I might see Mary the way you see her. Give me your heart that I will love her the way you love her. Virgine, vere pas. finally, if you're new here, I'm a full-time youth minister. And on this channel, we don't just post lectures and talking head stuff. We actually make high-quality documentaries and cinematic testimonials. And to produce that kind of content takes thousands and thousands of dollars every year. So please consider supporting this ministry by visiting truefaith.tv/support.
Let me share the weight she bore. Let me love you even more. Strip my will, my need to flee. Crucify what's not of thee. When obedience feels like loss, teach me how to stay at the cross.